Spiritual Satanism differs from Levian Satanism. We are aware of the existence of Satan Lucifer as an actual being. We are not atheists. In spite of major discrepancies, the Church of Satan, founded in 1966 by Anton Sander LaVey, presently takes an atheistic stance as far as external deities are concerned and views Satan as only an archetype. In light of new knowledge, based upon hundreds of hours of intense and in-depth research, we have discovered the following. 1. Satan is our true creator God. Yahweh, also known as Jehovah by the deluded, is a false entity. Yahweh stands for the four elements and corners in the popular Jewish systems of magic that are available to the public. 2. The character Jesus Christ is fictitious and was stolen from 18 and more pagan legends of a god hanging from a tree such as Odin, then being resurrected, and is another description of the alchemical operation of transforming the soul, death and then resurrection. The Nazarene is and has never been anything more than a tool to remove all true spiritual knowledge and disarm the populace of their spiritual powers. Humanity is paid to the tune of trillions upon trillions of dollars and with sickness, misery, and suffering due to the removal of this knowledge. Spiritual knowledge was systematically destroyed, twisted, and corrupted to spiritually and financially enslave us all. By force-feeding the populace that the Nazarene is a real entity, those at the top have maintained control and have reaped untold wealth and power. 3. True Satanism preceded Christianity by thousands of years and is based upon total transformation of the soul. Christians are deluded into accepting Jesus Christ and living saved, which is all false. Everything in the Christian religion is false, and we prove this beyond all doubts. The Christian saved hoax is based upon stolen and corrupted knowledge of alchemy, where one truly works spiritually to transform one soul into the Godhead. Many traditional Satanists worship Satan Lucifer. Some acknowledge him as a friend and do not worship. We respect individuality and personal choices. One's relationship with Satan Lucifer is up to the individual, as Satanism values free thought and individuality. Satan is the bringer of knowledge. The goal of spiritual Satanism is to apply this knowledge and transform our souls into Godhead as was originally intended by our creator God Satan. Unlike most religions, spiritual Satanism encourages one to question everything. Being one's personal best and exceeding limitations are the essence of spiritual Satanism, and this begins with using one's brains to their maximum potential. Spiritual Satanism does not in any way conflict with science. We strongly encourage and support all scientific knowledge and inquiry. We are well aware humanity is dangerously behind in scientific knowledge and understanding due to centuries of oppression by Christianity. We believe that all spiritual and paranormal phenomena can be scientifically explained in a rational manner. Scientific knowledge has not yet progressed far enough to comprehend or explain much of the so-called supernatural. There are no mediators in spiritual Satanism. We strongly encourage our people to interact one-on-one with Satan. The ministry is here for guidance and support only. One's relationship with Satan is between that individual and Satan. We take the stance of responsibility to the responsible. We place no limitations on knowledge or personal power and do everything we can to make all knowledge available to everyone, not just a select few who are self-appointed elite, as with other religions. Satan encourages self-study, learning, and direct experience. Most spiritual Satanists make a commitment to Satan. The commitment is very important because Satan protects us as we work to advance our powers. Those who go it alone or without any spiritual protection often meet with disaster. Once one makes a commitment, demons often guide us and work with us to help us advance. Unlike right-hand path religions, spiritual Satanism encourages action. Satan wants his people to live life to the fullest and to evolve. Satan is always there for us, but as we progress, he expects us to handle things as we are able to for ourselves using our own powers. Christianity and its cohorts deliberately make cripples out of people. Christians forever rave about how their Nazarene has healed people. These people remain as slaves because they are never taught how to, nor are they required to heal themselves or others. The Nazarene archetype stands for slavery, servitude, and enduring endless abuse in order to program humanity to be the perfect slaves in a new world order. The Nazarene places total emphasis on the afterlife in order to create the mindset that the life we live now, we are now living, does not matter. This frame of mind is essential for enduring all kinds of abuse for the benefit of a few. Quote, "It has served us well, this myth of Christ," unquote. The quote was Pope Leo X, 1475 through 1521. That's how long that maggot lived. As for the so-called miracles connected with Christianity, any healings have been very few and far in between. These are also based upon allegories relating to transforming one's soul. Any human being with spiritual knowledge and power can accomplish all of the feats attributed to the Nazarene in the Bible and more. Most Christians are unaware that they are dealing with nefarious aliens, enemy Nordics, also known as angels, and another ET race known as the Greys, who put up a show every now and then give credibility to the lie. With the New Age practitioners, many call upon angels for assistance and learn nothing. The same theme of human ignorance and powerlessness prevails. Satan Lucifer is the true creator God of and the great liberator of humanity. He does not fear humans having spiritual power and knowledge because he is truthful and has nothing to hide. Satan gives us the knowledge to become independent and free. He directs us to be masters of our own lives and destinies. Satan and his demons are always there to help us when there are things that we cannot yet handle. Satan keeps his promises. He is consistent and loving with his own. Satan stands for freedom, strength, power, and justice. Satan shows us it is not okay for us to take abuse. He shows us that we are deserving of pleasure, happiness, and a better life. He created us through genetic engineering, the same as scientists are now creating clones and working with genetics, but only on a much more advanced level. Many people disregard so-called occult power and do not take it seriously or are otherwise completely ignorant concerning it. The truth is, occult power has been in the hands of a few for centuries. Christianity has been their tool for removing this knowledge from the populace. Following the removal of knowledge, a fictitious past was invented to keep people from knowing the truth. People who do not understand or are unfamiliar with these skills are at the mercy of those who have them and who are adept at using them. Thousands of years ago in ancient Egypt, this power was well known and most of the populace knew how to use it. With the arrival of Judeo-Christianity and Islam, knowledge was systematically destroyed wherever it was found. Cities, libraries, and any other sources of knowledge were destroyed in an attempt to annihilate all knowledge of the original gods who are extraterrestrials and the powers of the human soul. The gods who interacted with, intermarried, or befriended humanity were cursed and banished. Humanity has been cut off from our true creator God Satan and has devolved ever since. The abuse of children, animals, careless destruction and disregard for the environment, the earth, and other living creatures are some of the effects of the spiritual degeneration. Thousands of years ago, long before the coming of Judeo-Christianity, humans lived side by side with the gods in the era known as the Golden Age. Satan is the Sumerian god known as Ea or Enki. He is a god, not an angel. He has been denigrated and slandered through the centuries with falsehoods and lies. Most people do not know Satan. They believe everything they are told about him without any question. Fear is a powerful tool that has been used for centuries to keep humanity away from Satan. Satan is the most brilliant and powerful of the gods. He is symbolized by the water bearer of the sign of Aquarius, the 11th sign of the zodiac. Aquarius is a sign of humanity, technology, and genius. One of Satan's numbers is 11. Satan Enki established the ancient Egyptian order of the serpent, also known as the Brotherhood of the Snake. Through the millennia, the teachings have been corrupted and no longer resemble the original doctrines. This order was to bring humanity godly knowledge and power and to complete the great work of transforming our souls. This knowledge has been kept in the hands of a few and abused to the detriment of us all under the direction of the enemy gods. People are told if they are given this power, they will abuse it. This is another lie created and spread by those who deliberately use these powers for nefarious ends under the direction of the enemy extraterrestrials masquerading as Jehovah and company. To reveal these well-kept secrets to the average person would assure that those in control would no longer retain their power. The gods are an extraterrestrial humanoid race of beings. In the Christian Bible, they are referred to as the Nephilim. These beings are very evolved, highly advanced, and immensely knowledgeable and powerful. They genetically modified their own DNA so they do not age. In the Simon version of the Necronomicon, this book is based upon Mesopotamian Sumerian mythology, even though classified as a work of fiction. The phrase, "When the Great Bear Hangs Low in the Sky," refers to the constellation Ursa Major, part of the Big Dipper. When the planets align a certain way, it opens up a travel line for space travelers. People are always looking to the sky for when the gods will return. Humanity's sole purpose was for use as slave laborers in the mines for the Nephilim. We were to be destroyed after the gold mining project was completed. Satan, along with many of the Nephilim, fathered children with human mothers. These offspring were known as demigods. Satan is incredibly strong, brilliant, and powerful. He refused to admit defeat. He lost a battle, but not the war. Satan Lucifer stands for freedom from tyranny. Does Satan really exist? Yes. He interacts with his disciples and followers. Many of us have seen him, we have witnessed the so-called supernatural, and we have been given abilities way beyond that of the average person. When we ask, we get answers. Unlike other religions, where followers have to go searching for their gods, Satan Lucifer comes to us. He lets us know of his presence. Demons, as opposed to all the Christian lies, are friends of humanity. Demons, who are the original gods, give us much individual attention and protection. Once a strong and trusted relationship is established, when we are close to and under the protection of Satan, he gives us good demons to work with. Their sigils contain very important designs of alchemical symbols related to the opening of the soul. Satan is not evil, nor is Satan responsible for the multitude of illnesses, diseases, or anything else that afflicts humanity. These afflictions are due to the removal and destruction of ancient knowledge that was spread with Christianity programs. Satan stands for the balance of spirituality with technology. Without this balance, civilizations eventually collapse. Hell is not a burning lake of fire. Hell is not inside the earth, as some foolish Christians claim in order to frighten people. The Christian concept of hell is very ludicrous. Some of us who are close to Satan have seen hell. We all seem to have had the same experiences. Some places in hell are dark and illuminated by a blue light, and in other places there is daylight. One of Lucifer's colors is blue, and demons often appear with a blue light. Blue is a very spiritual color. I saw people sitting around a table in a bar in hell playing cards. The room was smoke-filled. These people, already being dead, could smoke to their heart's content. These people were in spirit form. Some visit the earth to help humans who are on the left-hand path. This is where Satan keeps his own people until we can reincarnate and evolve into Godhead. Hell and the lower world are also allegories for the three lower chakras. Hell, representing the base chakra, the reason for this is the fiery kundalini serpent lies coiled beneath the base chakra, and when roused it can be scorching hot. As opposed to hysterical Christian claims, Satanism is not in any way about blood sacrifice. All kinds of murder and living blood sacrifices can be seen all throughout the Judeo-Christian Bible. The serpent snake, which symbolizes Satan, represents the kundalini at the base of the spine, also the DNA. The serpent represents life. When this force is activated, we are healed and enlightened. For those of you who are having issues with or under the control of Christianity, I suggest you read everything contained in exposingchristianity.com, which of course I'm going to have all audio sermons on that too. And I also want to interject here, all of the souls in hell that were of Satan, they've all been reincarnated. This is like the final war. Hail Satan.